Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
Woo!
The flagship episode. Now, it's a really exciting episode, this one, because because we had a guest team captain.
Wow, never had that before.
Never had that before.
First time ever.
We never had it before. Tom, you were unavailable. You were off on assignment, but the fantastic John Robbins stepped in.
Oh,
and
a veteran of the fest.
Yes,
a pro of the pod.
Yes, he's a wonderful friend of ours, and we had a great time with him. It's a very
good time.
What's that?
I'd feel more comfortable if we went with good rather than great.
It was
just for the old ego.
Okay,
I guess.
Okay. We'll take that again.
It was okay.
It was fine. It was totally.
There we go.
Totally fine. But we
great.
We missed you. It wasn't the same. No, it was great. We had a lovely time.
There we go. No.
we had a very good time. We also had two amazing guests in Abby Clark and Olga Koch. So enjoy that, folks.
Two shooting stars of the comedy firmament.
Brilliant, both brilliant, and it was a really fun ep. Don't forget, folks, if you would like to come and see, it was a fun ep. If you'd like to come and see Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown live, you can hear how much fun they are. Tom Parry will be returning on June the 12th. Tom, pop it in your diary.
Holy
you're returning,
shit.
Mate. June the 12th. Tom Parry and Ben Clark. We'll be joining Josh Jones and Sophie Duca. Again, another two shooting stars of the comedy firmament.
Yeah.
Monday, June the 12th, they will be joining us. Get your tickets now. There'll be a link in the show notes, or you can go to pappiescomedy.com/live. And also on Tuesday the 27th, Esther Manito and Tom Davis will be joining us. I mean, all brilliant comedians, all superb. I can't wait. And you know, like four really, really distinct voices there.
Shooting stars of the comedy firm.
And if you are a member of the Patreon, you can get discounted tickets. I've just realised something here now. You can game the system if you want to, because currently, I'll give you a little cheat because there is currently a 7-day free trial on the four quid and the 8 quid tiers. So if you wanted to join, you could get the promo codes for free. Get yourself onto the Patreon. Get the promo codes for free. We'd love it if you stuck around afterwards. We really would. But you get 7 full days of the Patreon. You can hear all the bonus episodes.
Oh my god, you can listen to all the Flatshare Pop Rounds.
You can listen to the Flatshare Pop Rounds. You can listen to the Beef Brothers Cold Cuts bonus beefs.
Could you get this free trial and then burn all of those episodes to CD-ROM?
You definitely could, mate.
Enjoy them in your own time.
Absolutely,
that's what I do.
Yeah, download them to floppy disk and then
this
just play them on
is
your
there
Amstrad.
To be gamed.
It's just there. We're fools to ourselves. You get the promo codes. You download all the episodes. You've done it.
Oh, then get them on Napster.
Stick them on LimeWire. Exactly. Get Lars Ulrich all riled up about it. Let's make a difference, guys. Let's do it. We're happy. You know what? We don't care. We're happy. We're happy. We want you to listen.
We're on
to
your side.
Yeah, listen, you're our listener.
The system is there to be gained as long as you haven't progressed with your technology since 2005.
Exactly. If you're listening to this on Encarta, then this is a message for you. Enjoy the tour of the Louvre, enjoy the Buddy Holly video by Weezer, and then enjoy this episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown. Tom Ben!
What is it, you little bastard?
Hang on a sec. Ben, where's Tom?
Oh, yeah, Tom! Matthew! Tom! Can we start again? I got your name wrong.
No, I am called Matthew, and it's fine. You've done very well to Tom so far. You've done very well, Tom. Anyway, Tom, where's Ben? Okay. Ben, where's Tom?
Matthew is away filming a sequel to his movie.
A sequel to his movie?
Yeah.
That sounds suspiciously like success to me. Now that Tom has broken the solemn pact we made to squander our talents and never truly capitalize on the many career opportunities that have been presented to us, who can we find to replace him?
Hello!
John Robbins! The perfect boy! Right, one of you two wastrels has got to buy a new shoehorn.
Oh, well. It's not going to be me, Matthew. Last time I got the shoehorn, you got all upset with me that we got kicked out of that footlocker.
Oh, Clarky.
Didn't know whether I was coming or going. Or coming and then going.
And what about you, John?
Well, it can't be me, Matthew.
No?
I've recently been suffering with hay fever.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I've tried everything. I've tried Beconase.
Oh, yeah.
Tried Pyritin.
That's a good one.
Tried local honey.
Yeah.
And nothing works. And the sneezing has got so bad every 24-hour period. Especially in the week when the beech trees send their spores forth. So I went to an old soothsayer.
Oh, yes, yes.
To get some advice.
Best place for it, yeah.
He said I needed to take drastic action.
Oh.
Yeah. And the only course available to me would be to find a polemic columnist.
Okay. Can I borrow your pen? I just want to write a few notes for this. Yeah. Polemic.
Someone who really like arouses anger but also drives a lot of cars.
Sure, yeah.
And to cut them from stomach to neck and climb in their body and actually stay so still that people thought I had passed away.
Oh, aye, yeah.
And because that's the only way to avoid the tree pollen and rid the 24-hour period of sneezing. But I think it's too risky.
I tell you what's risky, this setup.
I think it's too risky, sort of in the eyes of the law.
Sure.
So I can't buy the new shoehorn because I'm not going to be seen dead in Clark's on a Tuesday.
Go! It was a long walk, but what of you when you got there? Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a flat share slam down.
We're in a flat. Flat share slam down.
Are you sharing with our mate?
Flat share slam down.
Someone did a slam down.
Flat share slam down.
Hello and welcome to Flat Share Slam Down, the panel show that says, a ray of hope flickers in the sky. A tiny star lights up way on high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when I buy a shoehorn. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. Let's meet the horniest team captains in podcasting. It's John Robbins and Benedict Clark.
Hey! Hello, hello.
Hello, guys. Now, John, big shoes to fill. How are you feeling about captaining tonight?
Is this the bit about the jamboree?
Somebody's done their research. It can be if you want it to be, yeah.
It's fine.
It was just...
Sorry.
It was a genuine question about how you're feeling.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Oh my God, is this thing scripted?
Yeah, I was going to say, for some people now in the room who've been brought along by their friends, this must seem like fucking code. It must seem like it's just so... And by some people, I basically mean Abby. It's a real barometer for like just total confusion the entire time. But John, how are you feeling?
I feel good. I feel confident. I think me and Abby are going to make a pretty formidable team. I'm already worried about the quick fire round jingle.
Yes, well, that's... We'll get to that in a second. But of course, we'll get to that in 4 hours' time. You've semi-introduced them already. Who have you brought along with the necessary shoehorn location skills this week, John?
Right.
And please don't tell me it's bad news about the jamboree.
Well,
I can't handle it today of all days.
It's terrible news about the jamboree.
Oh, John.
The jamboree's been cancelled.
No!
Yes. I don't know if you've been on Twitter, but allegations have been made about the jamboree.
Oh, God.
And,
it was a different time.
Well, I think what's happened is some people just took their eye off the ball a bit with the jamboree, allowed it to get out of hand.
Yeah.
Didn't perhaps look into early allegations made during the jamboree.
It's certainly the darkest response we've ever had to the question. I'll say that much.
But a lot of people involved with the jamboree think that this was, it was just larks.
Sure.
It was just hijinks.
Yes.
If that's a crime these days. But then, because...
Don't worry, Abby, any second now he will say your name and you'll be asked. And you'll be allowed to talk as well.
So
it's like being kept prisoner.
But there's increasing feeling that the jamboree can be rehabilitated and brought back. So we've enlisted the help of one of social media's most incisive, toxic PR kind of... what's the name? Like Gurus. Max Clifford, but that's a bad example. Yeah, that's
that was the introduction you wanted, right? A bit like Max Clifford.
No, so we've got in one of the best PR agencies representatives to deal with toxic brands that unfortunately the jamboree has now become. It's Abby Clark.
Abby Clark is here. Woo!
So quick.
I thought that's the vibe.
Honestly, it is absolutely the vibe. It's almost too much the vibe. Having the mirror held up to us is a bit kind of bit painful. Abby, thank you for coming on the show, by the way.
I have so many questions.
Yes.
First. Oh, God, Abby doesn't know what that was about.
No idea. Yeah. I barely know what it was about, and I've been doing this show for 12 years.
Okay, first question, what's a jamboree? Yeah.
It's a sort of, it's larks and hijinks, basically. It's too late in the day to explain that now. I'm just going to ask you, what kind of a flatmate are you, Abby?
I'm good.
Yes. I can imagine you are. You've recently moved to London.
I have, big
what's,
move.
What's your flat share situation like? Are you living on your own? Are you living with flatmates? What's the dealio?
I'm living with two pretty artsy North London gals.
Okay.
They're what I like to call interior design feminists.
Okay.
Lot of tits on the wall.
Keep talking.
Like the Pirelli calendar, that sort of thing.
Lot of titty mugs, titty vases, titty candles. There's a flying vagina on one wall. Not real, just like a cast.
I hope not. It's not. You're not living with Ed Gein, are you?
It's close. There is a sign above the door when you come in that just says like "get naked." Which is fine when you know it's like gals, because it's like, oh my god, we're fun, and when we're drunk sometimes we kiss. But then like when I went to go see the house, I didn't know who lived there. So that just like very quickly becomes a threat.
Then Buffalo Bill appears and suddenly it's
a different vibe if a man has a cupboard full of titty mugs.
but not like a bad one, right?
Or just one hidden in a flashlight.
Yeah. Doesn't feel quite so feminist. It's a little different vibe.
Is the flying vagina on the wall,
mm.
is that like they used to have in the 70s with the three ducks?
I don't know of the 70s.
Oh, mate. I mean, we don't really either. Just watch a lot of documentaries. I imagine it's more like Elf on the Shelf, isn't it? Where's it going to be this morning?
What, you have to send in photos of your kid with it in different... No.
That's where you came from, mate. Well, Abby, thank you so much for coming on the show. And crucially, thank you for staying.
Thank you. I don't know, John just gives off a vibe like I'm not allowed to leave.
Save that thought for the quick fire round.
Clarky, who have you brought along with you this week?
Is this the bit about the jamboree?
It is the bit about the jamboree. We need a little good news, man. We need a little good news.
I brought my friend, Olga Carr.
Olga is here. Yay!
So quick.
So quick.
Olga, what's the titty mug count in your household these days?
I live with my best friend from high school, Philip, and Philip is a gay man, so no titties.
Zero titties. No. How's the situation with Philip? Is he a fun person to live with? How would he describe you if we had Philip here right now?
A nightmare.
This is what you want to hear. Talk us through it. What's nightmarish about you, Olga?
Guys, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I said this to you off stage. It was very ambitious that I'm here right now.
Has your jet lag kicked in just really hard during...
Not to brag, 2 days ago, I was in Mumbai, India. Where I... Sorry, this is not the answer to your question.
It is an answer. Which, as John has proved, is totally fine.
Where I may or may not have bought into the idea that I wasn't like other white people. And... just so happens that crucially at that exact moment is when you get horrendous diarrhea.
Ah, okay.
When you get too close to the sun.
Sure. I'm literally shifting away from you as we speak.
Yeah. But I couldn't miss this for the world. But what I'm saying, if you
could have done actually, if you'd said I've got the shits, I would have gone fine. But no, it's okay, Olga, of course. You're very welcome.
So if we've got any
plastic sheeting, we could just pop down. Yeah, how are you feeling now?
Why am I wearing a unitard?
I know. Gotta get
I'm
naked.
I'm wearing a jumpsuit. Why would I do that to myself?
Yeah.
So if you see me like staring into the distance,
yeah,
it's because I'm trying my best.
So we've met our guests. Who's going to buy the shoehorn and who's going to need the shoehorn? Yes, we've met our guest. Let's find out who'll be logging into Hornhub as we play round one.
Saw some brogues, they're size 9. Tried them on, they felt fine. Got them home, hate to moan, but they're too tight. Can't take them off. They refuse. Now I shower in my shoes. There is blood on my socks. Wish I'd bought Crocs. My ankles look like old corned beef. Shoes are fused with the fascia. Now I walk like a geisha. I got them off. Used a saw. I don't want them anymore. Me wail, shoes for sale with feet inside.
Wow!
Wow,
what a great jingle!
That singer's got better.
Not loads, but yeah, bits. So, before I tell you anything about this round, seeing as it's John's first time ever as team captain, we have a very special message of advice from someone who knows what they're talking about. Let's hear it.
John, it's round one. My advice to you, listen to the rules, follow the rules, and wait for Clarkie to self-implode.
Oh, so there we have it, warm. Warm, reassuring, and gently regional. You can see how he gets all the voiceover work. That was, of course, Tom Parry with some very strong advice, not just for John, but for Abby and, unfortunately, Olga as well. Do you find that advice helpful, John? Is that useful?
Yes.
Thank you. This first round is Guess Shoehorn. It's a... it's a simple guessing game. I'm going to give you all a category. You then have to, in turn, give me something from that category, going along the line without repeating an item that's already been said. However, if you say the item that I have written here, you will be eliminated. That will be the end of that round. You'll know you said the item because producer Gwyn will honk in your ear with his horn. He's brought his trumpet along here. He's a grade 8. Which, in trumpeting terms, is basically a black belt. So it's 1 point for every correct answer, 3 points deducted for saying the item I've got written here. By the way, if anyone does have sensitive ears, I've got foam earplugs. If you'd like, do you want to go earplugs?
That's not the hole that I want to plug.
I've also got one of those corks you stick in a wine bottle, you pull the thing up and it it expands, stops it from oxidising. Does anybody want, do you want to?
Do you know what, I will, because I know that you bought them because I said that I have sometimes get tinnitus brought on by sudden loud noises, which is a very young problem to have.
Maybe I don't. I will go for it.
And I always like to try a different style of earplug.
Well, these are, they're foam. They are reusable. They're washable. So that is a little gift in lieu of a fee. There you go. You can take those home, guys. Don't forget to give 10% to your agent. Anyway, So it's 1 point for every correct answer, as I said. 3 points for saying the item I've already written. We're going to start with Ben, and we'll go along the line. Gwyn is primed there with his horn. Remember.
Can I have... Oh.
Yeah.
Can I have a...
What do you want, what do you want, Clarkie?
Just like a trial toot, just to know where...
A trial toot, yeah, okay, yeah. Of course.
Don't let Olga do it.
Don't... do not fall into that trap.
Give us a warning just shot no. Straight into the air. Go on.
Oh, it is quite loud.
It is, isn't it? Okay, guys, now remember, eyes forward. Gwyn will be training his horn directly at the back of your heads. Like Lenny and George in Mice and Men. Look at the rabbits, guys. My ruling is final. Your first category, okay. Clarkie, we're starting with you.
Yeah.
It's vegetables. Okay, Ben.
I already feel like I know which one it is.
Okay, well, don't say that one.
Sweet potato.
Celeriac.
Aubergine.
Kohlrabi.
Oh, he's playing a smart game. Right. Playing a very smart game, but that actually was the correct... No. Yeah, okay, Clarkie, back to you.
Cauliflower.
Green beans.
Courgette.
Purple sprouting broccoli. Oh.
Clarkie.
I'm out.
Yeah. Having never eaten one. Is this not for you?
Is pasta a vegetable?
No.
I've named all the ones I've had. Celery.
Green tomato.
Ooh.
Peas.
Pak choy.
It's gone stir fry.
Carrot.
Ah, yeah, I can do it! So that is -3 to Clarkie's team. Next category, we're going to be starting with Olga. Olga, please give us a mode of transport.
A rickshaw.
Ooh. A boat. A boat.
Yes, we heard it. Yes.
Abby, I said it like bit. So I thought maybe it wasn't clear.
No. You're fine. It wasn't boat.
Okay.
Electric unicycle.
Oh my God.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's not even a thing.
We've got an aficionado here.
Yeah, no.
He's eaten vegetables and he's travelled. Not as far as Olga.
A
Mode of transport, Clarky. Don't say potato.
Could you ride a pasta?
You can ride pasta something. Oh no! I've got any Purell.
A bus.
Oh, Clarky, you're down 6 points.
I'm imploding. It's fucking happening.
Tom was like it was like a prophecy.
It happened so soon.
Yeah. It's happening. It's really happening. Minus 3 points to Clarky's team. Next category, we're starting with Abby. Please give us a word or phrase that means farting.
Parp.
No parp for parp.
Chufter.
Don't mind if I don't. Pasta?
Toot.
Everybody thought it was going to be toot there.
This is the Russian word for it. Perdit.
Oh, she's found a loophole, those sneaky Russians.
Oh no.
Oh no, I'm on a boat. Come on, Abby, I'm going to have to push you.
Queef.
Oh. Switching it round, why not?
It counts.
Sure.
Can I use a word that just me and my friends use, but it is actually a word?
I'd love to hear it, yeah, of course.
Prutz.
Prutz?
It's a good word.
Also Russian. A good one.
Guff.
I can't believe it. Clarky!
How is this happening?
Clarky, mate. Okay.
Oh, mate.
I'm enjoying this. Let's keep this going because...
I'm sweating.
John, we're going to start with you. Numbers between 1 and 10. You can't play your sneaky little game now. And I'm... Whole numbers, by the way. None of this... You're not reviewing for fucking Pitchfork, all right? We're just... We're talking whole integers.
Two.
Why?
Why is a letter?
Seven.
No, you want... This is unbelievable, Clarky. Right, I'm just going to say now, we haven't, you know, like the experiment at the start of Ghostbusters? We're not doing that where whatever Clarky says, that's it. Genuinely, I honestly don't think there's any coming back from the score you've got now, Clarky. You're now, what, you minus 12 points?
Oh, God.
Anyway, we're going to start again with Clarky. We're going to do colours.
I'm worried for his ears.
Yeah. Clarky, at this stage, I'd put one in the gob as well if I were you.
Okay. What are we doing? Colours.
Colours, yeah.
Are we doing robins, like, colours, or are we doing actual colours?
Try and do actual colours. Don't go Farrow and Ball on us.
Sure.
Do you remember Farrow and Ball? Rock on, Tommy.
I reckon.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, mate. Everyone else is wrong.
Pink.
Oh. Purple.
Orange.
Oh! No!
I feel there was a little bit of a bad light cast on the Robin's tactic there by Ben when it is how you win the game.
Yeah, well...
Oh, yeah. You're trying to win the game!
Final one, then. Final one, final category. And let us start with Olga now. Please give us the name of someone on this show.
Abby?
You have to, I'm afraid.
Ben.
It's not Ben.
Matthew.
Olga.
Talk about Deer Hunter vibes.
Gwen.
Hey! Oh my god!
Wait, that's a different noise.
That was it. It was a different noise, but it was still a trumpet.
Oh.
That is the end of round one. We turn to our... Yes, absolutely right. Now we turn to our... thank you, Gwyn, everybody. Thank you. Now, now we return to our non-trumpet playing producer, producer Emma. What has that cacophony done to the scores? Producer Gwyn, in fact, give us a little fanfare to announce the scores.
Oh, yeah. Right, I feel like I'm in Shrek.
Oh, I'd love to be in Shrek. Anyway, I don't know why I said that. I'd like to be accidentally in love. Producer Emma, what are the scores?
So, John and Abby have 14.
14, yeah.
Ben and Olga, 1.
Oh, wowee. Wowee. So John and Abby are in the lead, but it's not yet a shoe-in. There's still everything to play for. We return in part two. See you in a bit.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Welcome back to Flash Slam Down! Before the break now, who was in the lead, Clarkie?
I mean, you know, it's too hard to tell.
It's too close to call.
Let's just say 0-0.
Yeah, it's 0-0 at the moment. No. Of course, John and Abby were in the lead and the scores haven't budged, and neither has my ardent fervour for a new shoehorn. Let's not forget why we're here, folks. But who's going to be browsing the horn section? Let's find out as we play round two. It's Flat Games!
Games! Let's play together.
Games!
Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there.
Do as you're told.
You lose, you get nothing.
Games!
If you win, you get gold.
Gold.
Listen to that, everybody.
Gold.
Thanks to all 8 of you. Yes, it's Flat Games. But before we find out which game we're flattening, let's hear some more advice.
John, it's Flat Games. Don't get intimidated. My advice to you, listen to the rules, follow the rules, and wait for Clarkie to self-implode.
Thank you, Tom Parry.
Still good advice.
Still great advice.
Yeah.
I tell you what, and no wonder your voiceover agent describes you as distinctive and familiar with comedy. He works with two of the best, doesn't he, Clarkie? He works with two of the best. On with the round. This week we're playing our version of Gin Rummy, which we're calling Gin Salt Rummy. I'm going to give... Hang on, folks. I sense a mutiny. I'm going to give each player an insult in a foreign language. They will have to give me three translations, the correct one and two they have made up on the spot. It's up to the opposite team to work out which is the real insult and which one's a total codswallop, excuse my French. 2 points for correctly guessing the genuine insult. If you get it wrong, the 2 points go to the player. Okay, let's start with our old friend Ben.
Hello.
Ben, there you go. Now, Ben, your insult is from Spain. John and Abby, which is fake Spanish and which is Real Madrid?
Nice.
Okay, let's hear the insult first of all.
Pendejo. Pendejo. Maybe?
Pendejo.
Pendejo.
The hand really made it.
The hand, yeah, absolutely. It's an audio podcast. You can't hear a hand.
The hand's Italian.
It was very... He's travelled a lot. It's a mixed heritage.
This is... It's a bit strong.
Three definitions. I like them all to be strong, if that's okay.
Yeah,
wow. Okay.
Yeah. Pendejo is... You look... like a horse that's just been fucked.
The recently fucked horse.
And it's just the one word for you look like a you look like a horse that's recently been fucked. Is they've got one word for that.
Yeah, yeah.
They just use it so often. Yeah. Sure now.
You look like a horse that's recently been fucked. Clarkie.
You are a single strand of pubic hair.
Oh. A single strand of pubic hair.
So, all of the parts of speech, you are a single strand of pubic hair. So those eight words, you got verbs, you got nouns.
Yeah.
The Spanish language is very productive. Yeah.
Brevity is the soul of wit, and name a wittier nation than the Spanish. We've all seen Spanglish. What a movie.
What a reference.
Stick around, there's plenty more where that came from. If you want a reference that's enjoyed by one person, and that's the person who says the reference, I'm your man.
Adam Sandler, the dramatic actor?
Yes, Punch Drunk Love. Yes, please.
Uncut Gems?
Oh, Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
But we're not here to define Uncut Gems. We're here to define...
I'll go as far as to say he was a dramatic actor in the film Click. Do you guys remember that?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was devastating.
The final scene with Winkler, it's all jeepers, creepers. Yeah, honestly, I wish I could click the tears off.
And the Spanish have one word for all of this.
This is what's called buying Clarkie some time.
Before he gives us his single word definition.
It means arsehole. Clarkie, so we've had a recently fucked horse. We've had a single strand, I believe, yeah, of pubes.
And also smelly virgin.
Smelly virgin. Smelly virgin. Smelly, smelly virgin. So.
I have a name.
John and Abby.
Well,
what is that? Yeah, talk us through it. What's your thought process?
My thought process is I'm trying to get a measure of my foe here, because the sort of elite level game player would probably expand the one word answer into a phrase and then contract the lie into one word to throw you off the scent. Mm. And also, the Spanish are a horse-riding nation. So in in the same way that
Abby's worried about being cancelled by proxy. Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be on a Netflix documentary in a few months about a cult.
Hey, I'll take it. If it's Netflix, I'll take it.
That guy looks like he's being held against his will. That's so interesting.
I don't see the guy there.
They are horse riders. They're horse breakers. They're horse folk.
Are they horse fuckers, though?
Well, I wonder if, like, the Eskimo have sort of 50 names for snow, the Spanish have so many names for horses that have just had sex. Because it's just the horse that's been fucked.
Recently
I don't know.
Fucked. Recently not fucked. Fucked very often.
Sure. That's the ages. Chopped it a bit for that, yeah.
So
we all deserve our oats.
But my guess is that it's the last one because it's short and the word is short and Clarky got carried away.
Okay, Abby, what are you thinking? We've got the horse, we've got the pubes, and we've got the third one.
I forgot, what's the word again?
Oh, the actual word.
Yeah.
Penjeho.
Penjeho.
I mean, smelly virgin.
I mean, yeah.
It's the true definition, word for word, the definition.
Yeah, okay, genuinely read out what's on the paper.
Okay. I'm going to take a swing. Abby, would...
Why?
Logically, it has to be Smelly Virgin, don't you think?
I just want to wake up.
Well.
I don't like it. Yeah, sure. Whatever you say, John Robbins. Just please don't hurt me.
I don't feel like give up.
No, John, stop! Get away! Stop it!
Remember, this is an audio podcast. People might infer from your tone that so there's some sort of wrongdoing.
I'm aware.
are we going with Smelly Virgin? You're going with?
I think so.
Ben Clark, would you please tell us? Pendejo.
You are a single strand of pubic hair.
Oh, 2 points to Clarky. Clawing it back. Abby, it's your turn. Now, your insult is in Mandarin.
Now he's getting cancelled.
This is...
But it's down to Olga and Ben to decide which is the real Mandarin insult. Abby.
I'd genuinely rather say we all have the same 24 hours in a day.
Okay, what's the insult, please?
Just
the insult first.
Gun Dan.
I'll give that to you as well. But what's the insult? No, it's fine. Fine, yeah. Okay, Gundan.
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 Okay.
Oh, right, it's still me. yeah. Gundan. The insults, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three insults, please. One of which is real.
Gross face.
Is it gross face? I mean, it's... Say what you see, Abby. Say what you see.
She really, really locked eyes of here, she said.
She looked straight at Clarky and was like, well, he does look like a recently fucked horse, but they've had that one already. Okay, gross face. We've got gross face.
Gross face.
Is it gross face?
She won't break eye contact with
you. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Good, Dan. Sweaty man.
Again, we're replaying the Roy Walker version of catchphrase here. Gross face, sweaty man. If you want to start playing the game at any stage. I'm not going to stand in your way.
or...
Okay. Gross face, sweaty man, or...
Rolling egg.
That's just Pappy's Wikipedia page.
That's as maybe Clarky and Olga, but which one is the correct definition? So we've got gross face, we've got sweaty man, and we've got rolling egg. Olga, let's have a... What are you thinking at the moment?
One's an insult, two are observations. So I'm just going to say gross face.
You think it's gross face?
Well, what? Rolling egg is so...
I'm crazy.
Yeah, right, gross face. Yeah.
I am so far away from the mainstream.
What do you think it is, though? Clarky, Olga, you're going to go for gross. Is that your instinct?
You don't want to do gross face, do you?
Well, I'm so intrigued by rolling egg, but I think maybe gross face. Should we go gross face?
I'm sorry if it's not the case.
That's all right.
That's teamwork.
Let's say rolling egg, please.
Rolling egg, final answer. Okay. Abby Clark, can you tell us, please, the correct definition of Gundan?
Gundan means rolling egg.
Yeah! It's rolling egg! It's a way of telling someone to fuck off, roll away like an egg. You're a rolling egg, fuck off, please.
And could you give us an insight into how you came up with the other two options?
I could have chosen to play it more tactically, but I didn't.
Next up, we've got Olga Koch. Now, Olga... You actually speak Russian, don't you?
I do.
Yours is in Polish, so close enough.
Let the record show I would never say something like that. But okay.
It's a Slavic language. So, John and Abby, which...
Poland is a sovereign nation? What is that? What? Yeah.
It did sound like a threat, didn't it? No.
For now.
Okay. Yours is, of course, in Polish. John and Abby, which one is the... all you've got to do is separate the Polish from the Nolish. Which one is the real insult? Olga, let's hear the insult first.
Okay, so what I didn't realize is that one of them is true, but the other two options, they're making up on the fly.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that you had them pre-written.
No way.
Mine were that good. Yeah.
How does she do it?
I'm a professional, baby.
Okay, so you're making two of these up, okay?
Okay, well... Can I get like a type 45 to workshop this real quick?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, tell us the insult first of all. Give us all a little bit of thinking time. Let it sink in. What's the insult, please?
It's Jabiz Jaze.
Jabiz Jaze.
Jabiz Jaze.
Jabiz Jaze. Classic Polish phrase, Jabiz Jaze. What does it mean, though?
I wouldn't dream of it, but you're not playing against me.
Okay, so Jabiz Jaze means I'll set your house on fire.
Ooh.
Jabiz Jaze.
Jabiz Jaze, I'll set your house on fire.
Or mi casa. Fire casa? I'm the Spanish guy, so...
It's not set your horse on fire.
You light the end of a pendejo on fire. And then, okay. Jabiz Jaze means you fuck hedgehogs.
It does indeed. You fuck hedgehogs.
Okay.
Jabez just A. Set your house on fire.
Olé, ow.
You fuck hedgehogs.
Or Jabez Jazé means your penas don't work.
Oh, slams okay. All round. But Abby Clark, John Robbins.
Your penis don't work.
Your penis don't
rather
work.
Than, okay.
Your penis don't work.
Your penis don't work. You fuck hedgehogs. Or I'm going to set fire to your goddamn house, mate.
Well, I think it's the first one, because she needed time to make the other one.
You're going for the old... Olga was clearly panicking. She read one to give her thinking time. That technique. Okay.
All that's right. Very good.
Watson agrees.
The trauma bonding's begun.
Okay.
Yeah, we go with that.
Well, I love your deduction. So really, it's more about the process than the result.
Especially when you're this far in the lead, I think it is, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, are you going for the first one, which
you're
was...
I'll set your house on fire.
I'll set your house on fire. Olga Koch.
Sorry, please. Patty Hearst.
What a reference.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I've done it again.
It's You Fuck Hedgehogs.
It's You Fuck Hedgehogs, guys. Finally, John Robbins' turn. Your insult is in Turkish. Olga and Ben, please tell us which is the real insult and which two are just Turkish.
So, the insult is Sana Gersin Keman Yayi.
Plenty of words.
Sana Gersin Keman Yayi.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Wow. Feels long. Feels like that could be full sentences.
Any guesses at this stage, Clarky?
Something to do with a sweaty, sad man from Wolverhampton. No doubt.
John Robbins, give us the first definition, please.
Okay, Sana Gersin Kemanyayi. Does it mean you're so boring, I want to get in your mouth and shit?
I hope it's that.
Yeah. That's the after show plan, isn't it?
Does it mean may the bow of a violin enter your anus?
Highbrow.
Yeah, it is. You know what? Classy, that one.
I thought it was supposed to be an insult. Yeah.
That's what Tar was about.
Or does it mean you're so ugly the mayor has moved abroad?
Oh boy. Oh boy. We all know the real reason the mayor moved abroad. The jamboree's in trouble, guys. He's gone to Spain to get some horses. Right. Ben, Olga, what do you think? We had three incredibly strong definitions there in every sense of the term. What do you think? Talk us through it.
I mean, they're all good.
They're all bad.
Yeah, they're good, bad.
So we got the mouth shits, we got the butt violin, and we got the old mare. He's gone because of your mush. You gross man.
It's gross
face. No, it's gross face. Sorry. Gross face, sweaty man.
Sweaty man, sorry, I apologize.
It's important we insult him accurately.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, I love the last one so much that I want to vote for it. What do you think?
I think it's the first one, but I'm happy to vote for the third one.
I think the least entertaining one is the second one, and I kind of feel like I almost think it's that one because John's given it the judge.
So what they've said is they think it's one, two, or three.
Yes.
They've narrowed it down.
It's final answer. We developed a new tactic.
The spread bet. It's not a bad system. Okay, so you've kind of talked yourself into all of them. Do you want to talk yourself out of two now? Because that's how we play the game.
I think I chose the first one. I think it should be Olga's. Olga's choice.
Okay.
No, I don't like that at all.
Oh, okay. Then the violin bow one, please.
Okay, John, would you please tell us what is the correct definition?
May the bow of a violin...
At the end of round two, producer Emma, tell us which team is in the lead and which are a pair of pube-looking, violin-arsed, hedgehog-shagging bastards who should roll away like a goddamned egg.
Well, the mayor's out of town. So, John and Abby, you didn't score that round. So, Ben and Olga, they've got 9 points. Catching up.
Oh, the scores are so close, it's criminal. Sounds like a case for the contemptible court of Beef Brothers.
If you've got a problem, call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, indeed, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. But before that, a bit of useful advice.
John, it's Beef Brothers. Just wait for Clarkie to self-implode, mate.
Thank you, Tom Parry. For all inquiries, email Laura at the Jones Voiceover Agency. meetthejoneses.co.uk/person/Tom-Parry/. Now, today's beef comes from John, who is in the audience. John, are you there?
Hello.
Johnny boy! Woo! There he is. John writes, I am recently separated from my wife. Well, I regret the upbeat intro I gave you there, John. Johnny boy!
Hey! Out on the town! Permanently!
Sorry, John. I recently separated from my wife, which is fine, actually. But apart from the bickering about custody of our daughter, making arrangements to sell our family home...
I did wonder why this one was picked.
Well, you'll find out in a second when it gets darker. Arranging to sell our family home and splitting bills, etc. What is really boiling my piss is that I'm left looking after the proxy pet rabbit. Named Mochi, is that right, John?
Yeah, it's Korean.
Isn't it Mochi? No, I'm not going to do it.
Abby actually speaks a little Mandarin, but that doesn't come into play here, actually.
I've had a nice time. I'm not confident. I got cocky.
Named Mochi, who I never wanted in the first place. Am I indebted to this creature, to this creature's life, or can I put it... and me
what?
No!
Out of its misery.
Waterboarding couldn't get this out of me.
So, Ben and Olga, you are on John's side.
Thank God.
John and Abby, you're on the side of the rabbit.
Good. Get out.
But before all of that, let's have a cross-examination. Does anyone have any questions? I'll just check. The rabbit's not here tonight.
The rabbit's not here tonight.
The rabbit's not here tonight.
You didn't already kill it, did you?
It's not a foregone conclusion.
Okay.
Any questions for John?
How old is the rabbit?
Well, we actually adopted it, so I'm not sure. I think it's about 3.
It's had a good innings, right?
Are you seeing anyone?
Olga likes the cat. You're gym mate.
That's a very personal question. I'm not sure it's pertinent to the case, is it?
You have given us a lot of personal information. I just want to see how you're doing post-divorce.
I've got good days and bad days, Olga.
Hang in there, buddy.
Thank you.
I don't feel qualified to deal with this. I'm just a girl from the internet. Just whack it in a little Q&A box, I'll get back to you.
Robbins, any questions for our friend John?
Well, after the first sentence of the beef, I was going to ask, why did your partner leave you? But no further questions.
John, tell us a bit about this rabbit. Why does it boil your piss, to quote you?
Well, I didn't want it in the first place. When I agreed to get it, I specifically said, look, I don't really want any involvement in it. But now, anytime I go out, I have to make sure it's fed beforehand. Anytime I'm going away, I have to get someone to come and sort it out or put it in a rabbit hotel. I didn't even know those things existed. It's like 10 quid a night.
What?
And so I don't think rabbits cost that much. So 10 quid a night is quite steep if you're nipping away for a weekend. So it's just a bit.
Just put it in a hostel.
She's also not really that affectionate either.
Now he
the rabbit or your wife?
I don't think that's pertinent to this.
Absolutely right. Stop hectoring him. So you thought, oh, well, maybe I can get a little cuddle, a little bit of cozy time with this rabbit, but the rabbit's not showing you any affection.
So you want to kill it?
That's not pertinent to this.
Have you got a soundboard there? Clark, any questions for our pal John there? Remember, you're on his side. You've got to tease some sort of goodwill out of this crowd towards your fellow.
But apart from rabbits, you're obviously a very caring person, aren't you, John?
Yeah, very.
Good. I was so convinced he was going to say that's not pertinent.
Get a little bit of character out of him. What do you do, John?
Yeah,
that's it, Clarky. That's what we need at this stage. That's what we need. Blind panic is what we need.
I work in insurance.
This is why I wasn't asking.
So, okay.
How much do you stand to gain if the rabbit dies? Let's get down to brass tacks here.
Fucking no further questions. Okay.
All right. Okay. Any further questions from anywhere or one at all?
Are the lawyers deciding the child custody going to be listening to this? Because I think they should.
We always need new listeners, guys. Do tweet and tell your friends, and a review on iTunes really does count. Well, hopefully that's enough information for our teams to make their cases. So, without further ado, I call upon Olga Koch. Now you have 1 minute to begin the case for the prosecution. Olga, who's been on the show before, is more confused than Abby, who hasn't. You've got a minute to make your case. You might need slightly longer. We'll be leading.
I need to defend the murder of a rabbit.
If you would, please. But maybe don't frame it in those terms. Olga, your minute begins now.
From the dawn of time.
Beautiful.
Men used to hunt. Killing animals is part of human nature. Living in a city,
I don't know,
takes those primal instincts away. Ooh. I say we go back to our roots.
Yeah, 30 seconds left.
Men used to be men.
Oh, guys. Thanks, Olga Tate.
I'd like to publicly distance myself from this podcast.
If you want to do it publicly, you can't do it on this podcast.
That's your time, Olga. Thanks to the Clarkies for the assist. So, Abby, you're up next.
Okay.
You have 1 minute. Of course, let's not forget you're on the rabbit side. Your 1 minute begins now.
Well, he's a piece of shit.
Is his wife in?
Turn out like we don't all know it. I mean, first the rabbit, then, I don't know, probably the kid.
Oh, boy.
It's a brave choice. Yeah.
For everybody who thought we'd already crossed the line.
This is how these things develop. Yeah. We've all watched the true crime documentaries. Those who kill animals kill people. And I think, actually, in the future, we're all going to be on a Netflix documentary about... What's your name?
That's not pertinent.
Okay, John. I feel like I know
John. John, that's his name.
I know the answer to this question already, but how do you think it's going so far?
Honestly, I thought this would go slightly differently.
You thought it was more of a sort of rabbit cudgeling crowds. Okay. Clarky.
Yes, mate.
Now remember, you're on John's side.
Yes.
You're going to conclude the case. You're going to obviously answer more of the many questions that Olga posed in her 2.5 sentences. You've got a minute to conclude the case for the prosecution, and your minute begins now.
Listen, John is a good man. He's a wonderful man. If you're listening at home, ladies, you might be interested. Let's just say he's a good looking man. Let's just say the mayor is staying put. And fuck, come on, they're rabbits. We've all seen Watership Down. They're terrifying. That one with the fucking, you know, bright eyes, all of that. Take it out back. Put a gun to the back of its head. Say, look at all the Lennies. Pull the goddamn trigger, man. The defense rests.
Ben Clark, everybody. Now, John Robbins. Oh, hang on a sec. The clerk of the court has just handed me a piece of paper. Thank you, Abby.
You're welcome.
Fanshawe Standen has had to recuse himself. There's been an incident at a jamboree. So standing in for him is Fanshawe's Irish cousin. Well... Bigorra, if it isn't Seamus O'Standen, presiding and providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Well, well, well. Well, well, well. I have to be honest with you now. I woke up this morning. And I was all fit to stay in bed. The first reason I was going to stay in bed this morning.
Sorry, this what?
The smell.
Sure.
It's obviously because the fair's coming to town. And Nancy there's got her bunting to do.
But ladies and gentlemen of the jury. The second reason why I've got a one to stay in bed this morning is I've never in my whole
life been to Ireland.
I have never in my entire life heard of a case in a court of law as open and shut as this case. I thought, shame, I see what's staying bed this morning. Get yourself lying before the fair comes at all. So you may well ask, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, why are you here, Seamus? In such an open and shut case, why didn't you stay in bed with the Bunting or with Nancy of the fair? Well, I remembered some words I heard years ago. Back in law school in various parts of Ireland. Yes, I've studied in the south. I've studied in the east and the west and also in the north. And my professor, a great man, big eyes. Huge eyes like a cow. He'd stare at you and he'd look like he was looking like throw you. And one morning he said to me, Seamus, why do you think I do the job I do? I said, Professor Riley, is it for the money? He said, Seamus, sure, the money's good, but that's not the reason. I said, it isn't for the power and the acclaim. He said, well, power and acclaim is good for some men. It's not so fine for me. I said, why then, Professor Riley, do you do the job you do? He said, Seamus, you have a dual responsibility as a man of the law. The first responsibility as a man of the law is to be the spirit of the law. But your second responsibility, Seamus, and don't you ever forget it, is to be the voice of the dead. Because the dead have no voice but yours. And I don't know about you, any of you folks here in the court today, but I've met Moochie. I've seen the measure of the man. And what I hear in this court of law today did not represent the Moochie I met. I saw an affectionate rabbit. Let me tell you this. I saw a rabbit who had never seen the inside of a rabbit hotel. I saw a rabbit denied affection. Denied food, yes. Denied basic lodgings. And I looked that rabbit in the eyes. I look in your eyes now. And I said, Moochie, you have no voice, but you're not dead. I will be your voice. And you, Moochie, will never die.
Shame as I stand in.
It's the banshees of insane man.
That was a long 60 seconds.
I mean,
it was, yeah.
Still got 15 left.
That was... It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, boy, I'd love to hear a phone conversation between those two. Family reunions must be a hell of a thing. Now, obviously, John wouldn't want a pendejo like me
deciding his fate or his rabbit's fate. So instead, I'm calling upon our live Phoenix audience to make the final decision tonight. If you think Ben and Olga, and therefore John, is in the right, applaud now.
Few single dads in the room. All dressed like various heroes. Did you pop it up on the forums that you're in tonight, John?
But if you think Abby and Seamus made the... They sent me the longest, but if you think they made the best case, please applaud now. It's got to go to Abby and Seamus there. It says here, big thanks to John. Don't know about that. John, how do you feel about the result, mate? Yeah, that sums it up really, doesn't it? Yeah.
Also, you know pets at home just take, like, rescues.
No, I didn't know that.
There we go.
Beef salt. So obviously obviously tonight has featured several breaks with tradition, and this one won't be popular. It's too late and we didn't record one. We're not gonna do a quickfire round jingle. So no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, we haven't recorded one, so we're just gonna crack straight on with
Well.
John Robbins.
Well, Matthew Crosby.
Let the record show that wasn't me. Oh! Clarkie!
I don't know about you, but something about being on stage, the lights, the thrill of the crowd, the electricity in the air. I think we could maybe just riff one live.
Whoa! Live quickfire round jingle. Let's hear it. Oh, Jesus Christ. He's got out the Dead Sea Scrolls.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes in the blink of an eye. Go so quick, you might easily miss it if you're not careful. Ooh, watch out. Don't confuse it with the slower early rounds. The ones where we chat and talk, sharing ideas. No, this is the quickest of the rounds. So let's be clear what we mean by quick fire. We mean speedy, fast, or unusually rapid. Quite the opposite of the other types of round. It's completely different. I'm concerned that there is still some confusion about the contrast in the speeds of the rounds. Put your hand up if you're under the impression that this is a slow one.
Ooh, you better not actually do that.
Okay, so that's about 90% of the people. So let's begin in the simplest possible terms. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, also known as the OED, speed is the rate at which someone or something moves or operates or is able to move or operate.
I'm getting cramp in my hand.
Like a go-kart. like a go-kart or a maiden sewing embroidery. By the meandering waters of a gently running stream. Oh, sweet maiden, hear my cry from the rushes on the lake side. What the fuck is happening? My love for you springs forth like a sunrise, slow and gentle. Not hot and violent like the storms of autumn. Will the light air pierce through your raven locks of hair and into the beating heart within? Or a jet or a train or a toy car pushed by a child. Maybe a child called Graham, though you don't get many Grahams anymore. Maiden, hear my cry. Ooh, make it stop. So if, for instance, Graham, Nigel, Keith or Tony...
He's gone up an octave. He's certainly got gears, this guy.
Sorry, I missed out a line. We're going to have to go back. Or a jet, or a train, or a toy car pushed by a child, maybe called Graham. Though you don't get many Grahams anymore. Isn't it a crying shame? Nor Nigel's, Keith's, or Tony's. Maiden, hear my cry. So if, for instance, Graham, Nigel, Keith, or Tony pushed the toy train from A to B as fast as he could, that would be quick. Yes, it would. Unless relative to your expectations, Graham pushed the car slower than you'd call quick. In which case it might be slow, or maybe a medium speed. Maiden, hear my cry. So let's park the toy car pushing analogy, actually. I've clearly just confused you further. Like the confusing look from a maiden coyly smiling across the trestles of the harvest.
Come on, John, you're only on page 3 of 17.
Oh, maiden, with that look, I was entirely forsaken. Naked before God. In the eyes of my fellow man, won't you clothe me with your love anew and lay me down on the cool glade gleaming?
Ooh, gross, man.
So who now feels they've got their head round the difference between the slower early rounds and this quick fire round by way of a show of hands?
Ooh, yes, everyone's definitely got it now.
Oh no, that's less people than before. Only one man now understands the difference. People are crying for a clearer explanation. Maiden, hear my cry.
Oh,
Let's imagine the world record for running 100 meters is 10 seconds. And if you saw someone run it in 9.4 seconds, that would be a quick time. Ooh, yes, it was. And if they took about an hour, that would be a slow time. Play us out with the trumpet. Of course, the person running in an hour was tied to a boulder or a bollard or any kind of heavy obstruction. Or if it was a maiden with flowing gowns falling all around her, billowing and blowing in the fresh scent of the evening breeze. But who is that on the other side of the orchard? That handsome horseman astride the mahogany brown Mustang. Oh, my love, don't run into his arms before I've even shown you my soft longing. Oh, my love, it can't be true, can't be true. Your lips kiss his as I would kiss you. Oh, sweet death, release me from this pain. With this golden dagger, I inscribe your name upon the heart it enters. Maiden, watch me die.
Second verse? Yes, this is the quickfire round. By the way, an unusual use of the term play us out. Gwyn, play us out, and then back in again for another 40 minutes. Yes, this is the quickfire round. Just about time for one final piece of advice.
John, this is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's always quite amusing that it has a long introduction. Yeah, a long introduction. The introduction, it goes really long. It's an introduction that should go really quickly, but instead, the introduction, it goes on for a long time. Yes, it goes
no.
on for a long time. This introduction should go really quickly. It's an introduction that should go really quick, but it doesn't. It goes on for a long time. Sometimes longer than the round itself. Because it should be a quick fire round. Anyway, wait for Clark to self-implode.
I said just about enough time for some repeat. Yeah, I was wrong. Anyway, this is the quickfire round, and as our show is all about shoehorns, remember that? I'm going to ask the players to shoehorn the word shoe into the middle of their answers. So if the question was, what is the name of the cocktail made from vodka, peach schnapps, and cranberry juice, you might answer, woo, shoe woo. If anyone still has the will to live. He might answer that. Instead of buzzers, I'd like to hear you call out your first names. Ben and Olga, let's hear yours.
Ben.
Olga.
Let's hear yours, John and Abby.
Abby.
Oh, maiden, hear me cry.
Off we go. In the animated Jack Black movies, what martial art does the panda practice?
Olga. John.
Olga was just first there.
Kung Shu Fu Panda.
It's correct. My generation, Baba O'Reilly and Pinball Wizard are rare songs. John.
The Shoe Who.
Is correct. Name the Chinese-American actor who starred alongside Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz in the movie Charlie's Angels.
Kung Ho Kung Kung.
Kung Kung.
Bobby. Olga. Lucy Shu Lu.
Is correct. I see you driving round town with the girl I love and I'm
Abby.
Like...
Ben.
Abby.
See Shoe... Low green. No, I got it wrong.
Yes, you have. Ben. And I'm like...
Forget Shoe Liu.
Thanks for doing the
radio edit. It's actually,
fuck
you, that's the radio edit.
Thanks for doing the radio edit, yes.
Yeah. Keeping it clean.
Name this classical piece by Johann Strauss.
Oh, John.
Ben. John.
The Blue Dan Shuyub.
Yes, yes, I'm going to give it to you. What's the name of Dave Grohl's band?
John. The Foo Shoe Fighters.
Foo Shoe Fighters is right. What's the name of Bono's band?
John. Ben.
John.
You Shoe Too.
Is correct. Name the online fashion retailer.
Abby. No, I read
John.
John.
Boo Shoo Who.
It's correct, yeah. What is the university honours degree known as the Desmond or the...
John Ben.
John.
Two Shoe Two.
Is correct. And finally, here's one we probably enjoy. What noise does a train make?
John Ben.
John, you absolute demon.
Choo Shoo Choo.
It's Choo Shoo Choo. That's...
Get out.
Do you know what? Thank you. Thank you very much. It's nice for John to get a turn, really, isn't it?
I'm so sorry. I went into my like competitive mode, and I'm so sorry. That's probably not.
I feel like he hasn't had much of a chance to get a bite of the cherry this this second half of the show.
We definitely went for a like for like replacement, didn't we?
He gets towards the end and goes, "Well, I can fucking win this." So that is the end of the round and the end of the game. Not the end of our patience. That was hours ago. So before we find out the final scores, Abby, Olga, and indeed John, have you got anything to plug? Olga, well, no, you've got something to plug. But, held it together admirably. Olga, where can people see you? Where are you going to be?
So in May, the second season of my Radio 4 show, OK Computer, is coming out. So please listen to it on BBC Sounds.
Fantastic. Abby, where can people find you?
You can find me at Abby Clark Comedy. Thanks. I also am starting a podcast. I'm recording the first episode on Thursday. And it's going to be called Worst Case Scenario. And, okay.
Abby, I think you just lived it.
I'm in hell. No, it's called Worst Case Scenario, and we're going to be, me and my friend Julia, we're telling survival stories, and we will cover the traumatic tale of Mochi the Rabbit, I suppose.
It's going to happen. Robins.
I am on tour from September to December this year, 2023.
Yes.
You sound quite choked up about it.
It's 20 shoe 23. Dock him a point.
Also in Edinburgh, do two shows in Edinburgh, and you can all the tickets are at johnrobins.com.
Fantastic. Thank you to all of you guys for watching. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/PappySplatShare. Like, subscribe, rate, and review our podcast, or just tweet recommending it to all your lawyer friends. Producer Emma, Gwyn, let's have one final fanfare and then we'll hear the final scores. Okay. Gonna get out of the case again. Yes. Producer Emma. Where are they?
I decree! John Robins and Happy Clark have 22.
Woo!
Ben Clark and Olga Kopp, 12.
Oh! So Olga and Ben are buying a new shoehorn, whilst John and Abby are getting the horn down a grubby side street alley with me!
Matthew Crosby, Ben Cock, and John Robbins, with special guests Abby Cock and Olga Cock. Special thanks, special advice came, of course, from Tom Parry. Trumpet blast from Gwyn Rhys Davies, who was advised by Patterson Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Caution, Gwyn Rhys Davies. And it was produced by Emma Caution. Big thanks to everyone at the Phoenix, to all the wonderful folk who came to tonight's show, and to you at home for listening. Happy Flatshare Standard as a secret news production for Acast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Oh, I enjoyed that a lot.
I enjoyed that tremendously as well.
What? I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it was just fine. Wasn't
Thank
it?
You, Ben.
You're
Thank
welcome,
you. That
Tom.
Means a lot to me.
You're welcome.
To me.
I did miss
myself, actually.
I bet you did, yeah.
I mean, your fingerprints were on it, you know. You were definitely a presence felt in the episode.
I was there.
You were recording those. What people don't know is Tom was at the back of the room with a microphone. Yeah, weird. He just got a bit of stage fright and, you know, John was there to step in. John, fantastic. Abby, fantastic. Olga, fantastic. Clarky and I, well, needs a little work, but still, you know, you got your money's worth on the other three, I'm sure. Don't forget the 12th of June if you want to see the full complement of Pappies back together with Josh Jones and Sophie Duca. Get yourself to pappiescomedy.com/live. And don't forget the Patreon code again is patreon.com/pappiesflatshare. You can get the discount codes for cheap tickets for that. You can also get a discounted ticket for both shows as well, whether or not you're a Patreon member. Get that. Come to see both of them. We'd love to have you in the audience. We'd love to have you there.
Live a little, for God's sake.
For God's sake, live. Live, guys.
Live!
All right, guys. That's enough living. That's quite. I think we've lived. All right.
That's enough of shouting. Live. today's episode was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution team.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.